This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
What comes to mind when you think of a museum? Perhaps you picture an imposing building in a rather traditional design made of high-quality stone. Perhaps you imagine one of the classic concepts, such as the Museum of Natural History, the Museum of Fine Art, or the National Museum, its exhibits displayed in a time-honored style and falling in line with convention. Some people might consider these customary institutions the best way to safeguard the future of typical educational topics. A museum of antique breadboards, they may say, does not constitute an orthodox or legitimate exhibition. But according to the Museums Association, a museum is defined as a place enabling people to explore collections for inspiration, learning, and enjoyment. And so of the 2,500 estimated museums in the UK, a few are bound to be considered a little unconventional, eccentric, or even niche. No matter how atypical your interest, there's a museum for you. What about Neil Cole's adventures in science fiction? This quirky museum of classic science fiction was opened by founder Neil Cole. Visitors to this Allendale attraction in Northumberland can see items ranging from props used in the BBC series Doctor Who to part of Thor's costume from the Avengers movie. Science fiction has become more mainstream, so I thought people might want to see this, says Mr. Cole. If clocks are more to your taste, why not visit the Cuckoo Land Museum? Set up by brothers Roman and Maz Pekarsky, this Cheshire collection of over 600 cuckoo clocks is considered to be the largest of its kind in the world, and all from the Black Forest region in Germany. Finally, you could visit the Victor Wind Museum of Curiosities in London. This offbeat, alternative institution bucks the trend of educating visitors through written explanations alongside its curios. Instead, it displays all of its kooky treasures, which include dodo bones, shrunken heads, and a collection of McDonald's Happy Meal toys, with no explanation at all. These are just a few examples. There are many more wonderful institutions out there that march to the beat of their own drum. All you have to do is go and find them.
Takeaway English
from bbclearningenglish.com.